AircheckDownloads.com.
Greetings, Pop Pickers. This is Mark Goodyear standing in for Paul Gambaccini on this week's live edition of Pick of the Pops at BBC Radio 2. I'm happy to say I've got two great charts for you today, beginning with the biggest hits from this week in 1977, and then in hour two, it'll be 1988. Along with one first hour climber, you'll hear from artists that include Status Quo, Queen, ABBA, Tapao, Rick Astley, and Wet, Wet, Wet. So let's begin with that climber from 1977, and it's a new entry at number 27 from Rose Royce. Rose Royce Car Wash, it topped the American chart and got eventually as high as top 10 here. This week, new at 27 on Pick of the Pops.
Pick of the Pops, full of music.
Now straight to the top 20 with a climb of three places. Barry Biggs, Sideshow at number 20. Barry Biggs' Sideshow, in fact, a cover of a 1974 American hit. Eventually, it'll get as high as number three here. This week, climbing three at 20. And here is a Brit, now an Australian citizen, actually, with a Grammy-winning song on its way to peak at number two. This week, climbing five at 19. Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. It will get a week at number one in America, 19 from 24 last week in the UK in the week of the 6th of January 1977. That's our week on Pick of the Pops on BBC Radio 2. 18 down 11, Yvonne Elliman and Love Me. 17 up five places, I Wish from Stevie Wonder. Third song in our show today that topped the American chart for 1 week, Stevie Wonder, also a Grammy winner, for Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance. I Wish, up five at 17. It'll eventually get as high as number five. At 16, down two places, Kersal Flyers and Little Does She Know. According to Susie Quattro, her sister, Patty sang the high female parts on this next song, Electric Light Orchestra, down to 15 with Living Thing.
AircheckDownloads.com.